welcome back to the Property Reading Podcast. I'm Madeline.
And I'm Abby.
And I'm Jen.
Oh, woo, woo. You haven't been on in a hot minute, have you?
It's been a little while.
I mean, this whole every other week literally feels like we don't record ever.
I forget what we do in between the weeks, and I forget, like, what I've talked about the following, or, like, the previous week.
Yeah, I agree. The previous chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's probably been, like, 3 weeks since we recorded.
Yeah. Did we miss one? No, we just recorded early.
I don't think so.
Because you're, you listen every week?
I do.
When do you play
it? I listen on my way to work. Like, on usually Wednesday.
There's no way you listen to the entire pod on your 10-minute drive into work.
10? It's like 4. It takes me,
well, I get a couple days worth.
Oh, okay. Love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, we have some fun new things to add to the pod. I feel like we're maybe going to be going away from Product of the Week.
Yeah, that's fair.
And we're adding something new.
Which you got inspiration from a TikTok video?
I did, but maybe we'll
talk about other things first.
That's kind of like...
suspenseful.
Yeah, it's fun. We'll make you listen at least halfway to get the listen.
Or fast forward.
But in big news, Jen has started ACOTAR.
I'm done with the first book. And I can't remember. I'm probably about maybe a fourth of the way through the second.
Fourth is pretty good because that one's like, what, 500 or 600 pages?
Maybe I'm not even that far. I was reading last night and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to read to the end of this chapter. And then I look at the bottom and I'm like, 13 more minutes? Absolutely not.
Oh, so 13.
I was tired. I did not have 13 minutes to...
left in your tank.
No, I did not.
Yeah.
So we'll have to save it for tonight.
Okay. I've been a reader.
You have been a reader.
I'll just say I am educated.
Okay.
I am smart. I am beautiful. And I read a lot of books.
Smut.
No.
Oh, okay.
Not really. I see here that you wrote down that you read Fourth Wing, but I do believe we talked about it.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah, our last pod was named Dragon Girls.
Oh, yeah. So you're right.
I do believe that we did do a deep dive.
It's just, like, on the forefront of my frontal lobe at all times.
I haven't stopped thinking about it since I read the last page. Literally haven't stopped.
Same. Jen, you need to read it.
I will as soon as I read my big series right now. How many do I have? Like 5 books?
There are 5 total, yeah.
Okay, well, it might be a minute then. That might be a fall read for me.
Probably.
That would be a good fall read, though.
Yeah, I would. I almost suggested you could, like, stop between books and read it, but you might get confused since they're both fantasy.
Also, you could read it in the fall because the second comes out in November, so yeah. It would be perfect to wait.
I really love a good romantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Romance and fantasy.
I have to agree. I think everyone knew what that was, but...
you know, you can't always be too sure. Mm-hmm. You gotta let the people know.
Okay.
But I believe I also mentioned that I was reading Done and Dusted by Lila Sage on
yeah,
the past.
Yeah, I felt like... didn't you finish that?
I unfortunately did, and I would not recommend. I would pass it. The cover is cute, and I honestly think there is a second book called, like, Done and Saddled or something like that.
Ew.
I don't know. Would not recommend. I gave it 2 stars, I think. It was just kind of bleh. But then I read Shut Out by Avery Keelan, which is the second book in... I need to look it up. But the first book was called Offsides. Typical hockey book. The series is called Rules of the Game. But... I liked that one. It was a 4-star for me. Offsides was also a 4-star for me. So, I hadn't read a hockey book in a hot minute. So, that was refreshing.
I feel like you've read them all.
Refreshing to... oh, you would not believe how many there are out there.
Was this KU?
Yeah.
Okay. I recently saw a Kindle Unlimited book called Minx. And I want to read it.
What is it about?
I think it's a billionaire romance.
Oh. I enjoy a sprinkle of billionaire romance here and there. How about you, Jen?
Cannot remember the last time I've read one.
Fifty Shades of Grey.
But it doesn't have to necessarily be that smutty.
No, it doesn't have to be erotica.
But it's just like where he is, usually it's the male, is rich and takes care of you.
Okay.
Well, is that like dad?
Absolutely.
But then I listened to Life's Too Short by Abby Jimenez on one of my drives recently, and I thought that was cute. I gave it 3 stars, though. It was probably my least favorite book I've ever read by her, but now I can say that I've read everything by her.
Yeah, same. I agree with that. Mom, did you read that one?
Mm-mm. What is it?
Life's Too Short.
Are you even listening?
No, I... What's it about?
No, I know you haven't read it.
Yeah, I feel like before you even read that, I told you it wasn't my favorite one by her.
I think you gave it 3 stars, but you honestly couldn't even remember what it was about. And if I'm being 100% honest, like, I mean, I could tell you what it's about, but there was nothing groundbreaking.
No, and even as you were, like, telling me back, like, the synopsis, I was like, I couldn't even remember.
Yeah. So then I read Book Lovers by Emily Henry. And I'm plugging my YouTube. Go watch.
Your review.
Because my entire vlog this week was me reading this book. And I've started Book Lovers. I think this was my 5th attempt at reading it. But I truly just kind of wanted to read it to get it off my TBR. I was tired of looking at it.
That's fair.
I
started it 3 times before I finished it.
Well, I just don't think in any world there should be a prologue that is 20 minutes long.
Yeah, I would have to agree. Plus, it didn't grab me from the beginning.
No.
Sounds like a chore if you've had to have, like, 5 shots at it.
However, I will say, for me, I felt like it was worth it. I liked the book. I gave it 4 stars. Or 3.5, I think. 4, maybe.
I gave it 3 stars. I don't think this is a spoiler, but the book is, like, very heavily about her and her sister. And I really wish that we would have got more of the main male character. Because I feel like the whole book was about her and her sister. And
yeah, but you have to remember, Emily Henry is contemporary romance.
I know, but...
Or contemporary fiction is what I meant.
I just needed more of them in their relationship. It felt like they were strangers, and then they all of a sudden were confessing their love for each other.
I do feel that, yes.
But then the last book that I've read recently is The Bodyguard by Catherine Center, and I ended up listening to this one too because I've had a lot of drive time lately. But I gave this one 3 stars, so a couple cringy parts, but overall it kept me entertained, so...
I feel like Catherine Center does have cringy parts in her books all the time.
What else does she read or write?
Let's see. Things That Are Lost in the Fire.
Things We Lost in the Fire.
Yep, that one.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. It's blue. And then she's got a red one that I read.
Things You Save in a Fire, How to Walk Away, yeah. What You Wish For. Oh, wow. She actually writes a lot.
Yeah, she does.
Why did I think this was one of her only books?
No. What was it? Things You Save in a Fire?
Yeah.
I read that one, and that one was really cute.
You read that in, like, 2019.
No, I know, but it was really good. It was about a firefighter, and...
Was it sexy or what?
Yeah. Yeah, it had a little romance.
Jen's like, writing that one down.
I do own it.
Do we?
I do, yeah. We do, sure.
Okay.
It's not a we.
No, I'm just kidding. So, Jen, you talked about you're reading the second ACOTAR.
I am.
The best one in most people's opinion.
Okay. Why is that?
Sex.
Well, not even necessarily.
Sex, drugs, rock and roll.
Wow. No, it's just, I wish that everybody who listened has read these books, because, like, I want to say something really funny, but I can't because it would be a spoiler.
Yeah, don't.
But, yeah, there's just a lot of change. Don't look at my armpits. I am very sensitive right now. I'll let everybody know that if you are in like looking into buying the Wax Me Up hot wax roller.
just sounds like a bad idea
from when you Amazon.
That I got Wax Me Up.
Recommend. That I actually don't know if it's called Wax Me Up, but I think Wax Me maybe. I don't know. I'm not Yikes. Sure. Don't do it. It did burn my armpits. Luckily, in a matter of like 2 days, they were already peeling off, so it was a fast recovery, thank goodness. But let's just say that I had to sleep with cotton t-shirt between my armpits.
You're gonna say cotton balls.
That honestly may have been a good idea because I was in aloe vera. Serious pain, and it looked like I had literal sunburn under my armpits. I'm surprised it didn't blister.
Well, Aquaphor. I suggested Aquaphor. So.
A&D, if you will.
Well, when you were little, it was called A&D. Now it's called Aquaphor.
No, A&D is a separate product.
Well, isn't it? But it's similar.
They didn't make Aquaphor back in the day.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Which is shocking. Did they?
No, they had stuff. They had Desitin, which has talc in it, and we should not
that
be
is
using
not the same thing.
No.
Oh, I was thinking of butt paste.
Very different thing.
No, I know, but for Quincy, we use Aquaphor for butt paste, so I just automatically think. Sorry, went a little rogue. Can I just quickly tell you what I read before we move on?
Well, we didn't finish talking about moms because I. Because you said cut something her off. About. Oh, you were looking at my armpits.
Okay, go back to Mist and Fury.
Well, essentially, what we were saying is it's the best book because a lot of stuff happens and you find out a lot of new information and it just, the story becomes a lot more complex, I feel like, than the first book.
I also feel like you're introduced to a lot of characters more in depth.
Yeah, some of my favorite characters are introduced.
I feel like when I'm reading it, there's so many names that I just kind of skip over the name and just try to grab information while my brain is allowing me to.
You also get introduced to all of the courts in the second book, which you're introduced to them in the first book, but you don't understand like who runs each court, which court does what and stuff. So the second book is
it's a lot of information.
Yeah.
Well, lucky for you, I've read them multiple times, and Maddie has also read them.
Yeah,
and
they're fresh on the brain. I read them in January.
That sounds
bad. Yeah, Dad read them, so if you have questions about who is who or, like, what's happening.
Speaking of Dad, he wants to get on the pod and do a spoiler-filled Fourth Wing pod. So if you haven't read, I would highly recommend to read in the next whenever, but even if you don't, you can always go back and listen to the episode. But I need everybody in my
life.
It's
gonna be like an hour. I could talk on it forever.
Oh, it's so good.
That's gonna be a long episode.
Well, it'll be an addition episode.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Kind of like a read with us that we don't do anymore.
Yeah. Okay, back to me. The only book I have read in the last 2 weeks is Happy Place by Emily Henry.
And how'd you like it?
I think I gave it 4 stars. I thought it was super cute. But I'm not really still thinking about it.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt too. I think I originally gave it 4.25 stars, but I think I would definitely bump it down to 4. Just like the more I sit on it. Because I don't think about it.
Yeah, I mean, it was cute and fun and like exactly what I expect out of an Emily Henry.
This one was surprising because it really pulled me in from literally the first chapter. I was like, okay, this is going to be fun. Like, I love the friend connection and stuff.
Yeah, I also think, like, the atmosphere was good being on, like, Martha's Vineyard.
No, it was in Maine.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think I was picturing Martha's Vineyard.
Okay, well.
No, you're right. Why did I say that? I don't know. What am I getting confused?
It's the only book you've read, so I'm not sure how you are confused.
Yeah, well, it's the only book I finished.
Oh, well, what are you reading right now?
Well, I'm reading Red Rising by Pierce Brown right now.
Is that a fantasy young adult?
Sci-fi adult.
Oh, I was way off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay.
I am currently reading Divine Rivals by Rebecca Ross, and by currently reading, I mean I've read the prologue.
Was it long?
No, it was like 5-6 minutes. Perfect. Okay. Perfect amount. People on TikTok are going crazy over this right now, saying that they liked it better than Fourth Wing.
As if.
Literally as if. I will be the judge of that. And people are crying at the end, so.
It's a no for me.
Is it another fantasy?
Yeah.
It's young adult fantasy.
Young adult.
Isn't it about something like she writes letters to her brother and the guy that picks the letters up to bring them to the brother?
Like her enemy.
But he starts to like write her back, I think. Correct. So. It's like a Dear John feeling.
Dear John.
Okay.
Okay.
I might get copyrighted for that because I sounded so much like T Swift.
Absolutely sure of it.
Mom, can you be a supporter and not a hater? Oh.
Okay. Cut to the core.
Anyways, I'm thinking about getting Scribd back.
Okay. Why?
Because they have a lot of good audiobooks on there.
And they do. I think that they have Fourth Wing on there.
And I have a lot of driving lately. So, like...
I will take the password.
I
shared my Scribd account with you.
Abby, I have so many subscriptions right now. I don't need another one, but I do... Well, we do have some Audible credits, so if nobody's using them, I might just use them. But...
Sure, so Mom can pay for them.
So you can have one.
Well, we have three, so... Mm-hmm. I did see that we have Throne of Glass on there, and I'm just not sure if I should listen to that.
I listened to it the first time I read it, and it was good.
Will I be able to comprehend?
Yeah.
Okay. Thinking about, that was one book I was thinking about reading, but it's like 16 hours or something like that. Maybe it's not that long. Maybe it's like 12.
I was going to say, I doubt it. It's not a very thick book.
Okay, maybe it's like 12 then. But I was like, that's kind of a lot.
There's not major world building in the first book.
Okay.
Can we talk about your YouTube?
That I'm so famous or what?
Just like, yeah, actually, how many subscribers do you have now?
I should look because I just gained a couple over the weekend.
Really? Friends?
Wow. I'm up to 18.
So you gained one.
Bad.
Well, it said that, like a, I'm kind of, I'm trying.
So you gained and lost, maybe?
I hope.
I'm just kidding.
Abby, that was really mean.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Sensitive. You can't be on the internet if you're going to be sensitive.
Nobody's going to give me hate.
I'm going to write you hate comments every week.
Vertically challenged book lover followed me 10 hours ago.
Vertically challenged.
But I loved that they were a book lover.
I do love that. That's really cute.
And then, yeah. So, I'm basically becoming really famous overnight. 18 subscribers. I'm probably going to start making money soon.
Monetized.
So, how many subscribers do you have to have before you make money?
I think 400.
Oh, okay.
Really? Is that the number?
Well.
And then how much do you make? Like 10 cents?
10 cents a view, probably. I don't know, you guys.
Well, and you start to make money off ad
500.
Too.
You okay. have to have five. Well, 500 for some things, 3,000 for another. 1,000 for another. Don't make that face. I'm literally going to be there before you can even blink your eyes.
I am not doubting you at all. That's just...
It's just...
Kind of I have number. 82 views on one of mine.
Whoa.
Why are people not subscribing?
Wow. Because 32 20 of them are mine. Also, though, like, consistency is key. You've already skipped a few weeks.
I skipped 1 week.
And you didn't post yesterday.
Today. I am posting so tonight, though, Abby, so problem? Literally hop off my back right now.
The problem is you're Miss Party Girl.
You're trying to earn my money. You're trying to steal my money.
Wow.
Bitch, I gave you a computer that you're using.
Because mine's too slow. It doesn't
Yeah,
upload.
I gave you a Mac.
We're fighting right now.
We are feuding. We must move on. to anyways, talk about Prime Days.
But anyway, no, I wasn't done talking about my YouTube.
Good Lord.
If you are a friend of me, a fan of me, you will subscribe to my YouTube because I am really entertaining.
Maybe you need to put it on your regular Instagram.
No, I'm too nervous that people will judge me.
Did we just say in the last?
I know. I think we should both haze her right now.
Let's rewind and listen. No, we're not going to have any haters. And now you're worried if you put it on your regular Instagram, you're going to have haters.
Mindy, the book community is full of nerds. No one's going to...
I'm not worried about the book community.
Mindy, people are just going to click through your stories like I click through certain people's stories.
They're not going to watch it if they don't like you, so...
They're probably not following me if they don't like me.
Right, so... If you want to gain a few, I would suggest...
I'm feeling like I'm having a sick belly over that, so I'll think on it. But I do think it's okay if other people share it.
Oh. She's looking at us. I'm going to put it on my Facebook.
I don't think any of my friends know how to use YouTube. Just
that's
kidding.
Rude to...
Who did you say?
I said that's rude to them.
Oh, I thought you literally called someone
that
out.
That would be me because I don't... I mean, I suppose I could download it, but I wouldn't know how to look you up.
Mom, you're not subscribed to me.
Mom doesn't have a YouTube.
I don't have YouTube. I had you put it on our put TV it on the YouTube. So I could watch it.
We'll get Jen Ben one.
On the tube. Okay, good.
Anyways, Prime Day buys. What did we... Well, I bought Wax Me Up, and that was a mistake, so...
And then returned it.
I did return it after I used it, so hopefully they're just throwing that away. But I did get my $70 back, so.
$70?
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous for something that literally ripped my armpits apart.
Yeah, I'm the one that pulled the strip off, I realized.
Okay, Mom, can we just flash back, like, to, like, 4 years ago when we thought it was a good idea to use... Well, not we. I thought it was a good idea to use, like... eyebrow wax in my armpits. Yeah. You also pulled the strip off and I was bleeding.
That, bleeding is normal.
Yeah, it is normal, but this was like a thick wax and it was like...
I couldn't get the wax there. Off.
Ooh.
It was awful.
Also, I ordered post-wax cooling gel from... Or cooling lotion from Gigi and...
Hadid?
No, but did you hear that...
Yeah, she got arrested.
Yeah, for marijuana in the Cayman Islands. Anyways, so I bought this post-waxing gel or lotion on Amazon to go with it, and it just came. It was non-refundable. So
Are you serious?
Yeah, so I now have this GG waxing we can rub on our face after we're done doing our eyebrows.
I was going to say,
how much was it?
Actually, no, listen to this. It was like $9, so it's like whatever. But
she's rich.
Target has these Flamingo, the razor brand, wax strips that come pre-waxed.
Are we going to try
no, listen.
Waxing evening?
Listen.
We can use
Linda, listen. Listen, Linda.
Okay, what?
It's not hot, so there's no way it can burn me. And I already have them because I was with Margot.
Have you had cold wax on you?
Mom, you're not understanding what I'm saying. It's literally a piece of wax paper that has wax already on it.
Who's still listening? Honestly, if you're spending your time listening to this right now.
And you put it on anywhere that has hair, and it should be okay.
It should be. It has Margo use these.
Yes.
And they work.
Can you use them in your butt crack?
I think so.
Okay.
What?
You're going to have an itchy butthole.
I mean,
when
maybe.
Your hair
but it won't be hairy.
Okay. Anyways, this is R-rated right now. But back to my Prime Days, I bought...
Why is it always about you? You always start first. Jen's
all right, vegan. All right, tape my mouth up.
No, keep going.
No,
what else did
I'm
you
done.
Get? You got the duvet because I helped you put it on.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Did you buy anything?
I didn't buy a dang thing. I was so good. There were a few things I was looking at.
Mom, you didn't even know it was Prime Days until it was the last.
I certainly did.
No, until it was the last day, you didn't know.
Yes, I did know.
Yeah, Abby, because she follows people.
I do. And yeah, and they showed all, you know, they get paid, obviously, for showing. But I wish they would spread it out and change it up a little bit because it's the same thing.
Why don't you become an Instagram blogger?
Oh, I'm sure a lot of people would follow me.
Mom, you have literally no idea. If you started decorating and filming it, people would follow the shit out of that.
Okay. Well, somebody
and then we could get rich.
Send me a bunch of stuff and I will share. We have to
start posting first.
Yeah. Literally just start going around your house styling shelves and pointing out where all your furniture is and tagging the companies, and they will send you a new couch that I can have.
Okay. Well, in my free time, I'll try to do that.
Okay. Quit your job.
Okay.
And then you'll have time.
Sounds good.
Okay. What I bought was The Summer of Broken Rules.
Stunning, stunning book.
Got it for $6. Oh my goodness.
I know we're spiked, but.
And then I bought two more products, but I'm not going to speak on them now because I will be speaking on them later in our segment.
Okay. So then now that it's finally my turn, I bought a full size of the Pureology Color Fanatic Leave-In Conditioner because I had purchased the mini bottle to try and I really liked it. Then I bought the Moo Moo Mee Mee Bedding Duvet Cover Set. Wow.
I know exactly what you're talking about, though, because they're cheap and they're, like, good.
I had my first one for probably 3 years and it's still kicking. It's still good, but I just wanted another one because washing the duvet cover is, like, the most treacherous task. Not that having an extra one would really help that, but you don't have to wash it right away.
Treacherous?
Yeah.
Tedious, you mean?
It's a pain in the butt.
No, it's treacherous. Mm. And then I bought two new pillows for my bed because I kind of like having a lot of pillows on my bed, and I was just chilling with two, and it wasn't enough, so.
It's not cozy.
No. Right. Then I also got my cooling gel that I couldn't return. And then the ACOTAR books that I would love for my bookshelf. Amazing. That I'm waiting for my dad to build, but I haven't asked him to build them yet.
Hopefully he listens.
I doubt it, but.
Hmm. I also forgot I bought Quincy Q a little, like a little pacifier thing that you can stuff food in or like frozen breast milk and she can suck on it when she's teething. Because I think little mama's getting some teeth soon.
She's drooling and
she's gnawing
some bubbles.
Yeah.
But like one time she sucked my finger into her mouth and she bit me so hard.
She always has her fingers in her mouth too.
Correct. Yeah. If you see her, she has scratches all over her face now because she's sleeping and like mm-hmm. literally scratching her face everywhere. So
yeah. So The Summer I Turned Pretty season 2 came out.
It sure did. And I did a rewatch last week.
I really
with Jen.
I
what?
Well, I was it was on and I wasn't like
I was here for one day and we watched all but like the first two.
I didn't sit down and watch it.
We did. We had popcorn and candy.
Did you go snacks. To the movie theater and watch it or what?
Sure did.
I need to sit down and watch, but I've just been, you know, so busy editing my YouTube and stuff. It's been crazy.
Last night.
Yeah. So I really need to. You said I didn't need to rewatch the first season.
No, I don't feel like you do. I feel like the first episode has a pretty good, like, recap in, like, the first few minutes.
Okay. Well, I still might watch the last episode and then start it, but I wanted to wait and start season 2 once all of the episodes came out because I just don't feel like waiting.
There's like 3 out right away and then I think 1 comes out Thursday this week and then
like just give the people what they want.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Not in the business of waiting.
No. Okay, so the new thing that we're going to be adding to the pods, I think if people like it, is something called a report. And I saw this girl on TikTok do it, and so it stands for reading, eating, playing, obsession, recommending, and treating yourself. So you pick one thing for all of those, and then, yeah, I just think it'll be fun to kind of have more than just our product of the week. Do you agree?
I agree. I think it's fun. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Jen?
Absolutely. Always up for something new.
Okay. Cool. So reading, we already kind of talked about, but I'm reading Divine Rivals by Rebecca Ross. And then I was also thinking about starting the audiobook Wrong Place, Wrong Time by Jillian McAllister.
Yeah, I started that. Because we have it. Yep, I started that.
So we'll see if I tried starting it on the walk with my kids this morning, and it was like I couldn't, like, they were talking to me, like, in their stroller. What's happening?
Something stinky is happening.
Is it the dog?
Well, they're both in here, so I would assume.
I was just like, I need to be
It was kind myself. Of confusing yeah. right away. That's why I stopped, because I also put it on before bed one night, and I was like, oh my gosh, no, I can't do this right now.
Well, like, somebody gets, like, shot or something, like, right away in the book, like, literally in the first chapter, and I was like, wait, who are you even talking about? Yeah. Like, what? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. What are you reading, Abby? Red Rising,
and I also started listening to Throne of Glass, but if you want to start listening to it, I will pause.
We can both listen, can't we?
I'm not sure. I can read it, too, so.
Yeah, you have all the books.
Correct. I hunted them down.
Okay, and Mom, you're reading Court of Thorn, yep. or
Mist and Fury.
A Court of Mist and Fury.
So now on to eating.
Yes, eating. So I'm on a huge tuna salad and wheat thins kick. And, like, tuna salad sounds like you're a stinky girl or something.
Possibly.
Maybe.
And, like, tuna salad sounds disgusting. Like, if somebody was like, do you want some tuna salad? I'd be like, absolutely not.
Well, hold on. Were you not making fun of yes, me, like, 100%. How many podcasts ago that my product her cupped of the week?
Tuna.
Yeah.
Her cups of tuna.
Because I got a bone in mine when I tried it.
I doubt it. I have not yet. So I'm not thank shitting the you. Lord, because I will absolutely hurl if I get anything crunchy in my tuna.
Just swallow it and move on.
No.
Also, are you using the plastic fork that comes with
it? Yes.
The it's, miniature?
Yeah, it's kind of, well,
it's kind of fun.
Talking stinky, you don't want your regular fork to get stinky. So.
Isn't it metal? It shouldn't get stinky.
No, it's, well, our, yeah. But I'm at work, so.
Oh, you guys use plastic? Single use?
No, we have metal, but they
so your argument
anyway,
isn't really valid.
Wait, is tuna in the lunchroom, like, appropriate?
I apologize every time I'm
didn't they tell you to stop bringing your mushroom mac and cheese?
They did. They did. It was a sad day because it tastes so good.
They can't regulate what you bring for lunch.
No, but I hate to see the look of disgust on people's face.
What is mushroom mac and cheese?
The Evolve one, or yeah. right? Like the Love Backwards brand, like the frozen
oh,
one.
Yeah. Oh.
Evolve.
Yeah.
Evolve. That's whatever. Tragic.
It is very tragic. I'll have to have one at home and you can smell it.
No, I'm
it
not sure.
It does stink, but it does okay. taste really good.
But my tuna salad, you just get, like, some canned tuna of your preference. Add a little mayo, lemon juice, relish, red onion, salt, pep. Eat it with wheat thins. Delicioso.
It was good.
It's tasty. Even Dad liked it.
Yeah.
He doesn't like cold tuna, does he? Or hot tuna.
He doesn't like hot tuna.
Okay, nobody should like hot tuna. That is...
It smells like cat food.
That feels like a crime. To like that. But you have to eat it with wheat thins. Like, that's literally the only way you can eat it is with wheat thins. Original.
Okay.
So, that's my eat.
Okay.
Abby?
My eats is a buffalo pasta salad that I found on Pinterest.
What's in it?
It is Alba macaroni with buffalo chicken strips cut up.
Where are we finding buffalo chicken strips?
Aldi has the best. You can get, like, Tyson ones, but Tyson sometimes icks me out, yeah. too. Yeah. Aldi honestly has the best chicken strips.
And they're buffalo.
Buffalo chicken strips, yes.
Wow, I didn't
it's
know
It's in
that
an
was
orange
a thing.
Bag. Yes.
Okay.
And then they are cherry tomatoes diced in half, celery, and green onions. And then the sauce is 3/4 cup buffalo sauce, 1/4 cup ranch.
Wow, you have that down.
Well, it's not that hard.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It's really spicy and really delicious, and I would put blue cheese in it, but I don't think my husband likes blue cheese very much, so I don't do that, but that would also be delicious.
What are you eating lately?
Well, I think I finished about half a bag of Rainier cherries.
Of what?
The Rainier cherries.
Oh, from Aldi.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
I think so. It's R-A-I-N-I-E-R, I believe.
Rainier.
And they're like the yellow and pinkish color cherries.
So good.
They're also the most expensive cherry you can buy.
They are. I mean, they were $12.99 for a flat. It's like a double. It almost looks like a double raspberry container at... Well, you know the size I'm talking about. Like, if you buy raspberries,
yep.
And it was two of them, that is the size that was $12.99 at Trader Joe's.
Still not a great sounding deal.
But they come in bags. Aldi,
it was like five it's like a great something bag. For a big,
yeah, like a lot great more. Bag.
Yeah.
I'm feeling confused, but anyways. Playing. So, playing can be, like, something you're doing, like an activity like you're doing outside, something you're listening to, like it can literally be anything.
Okay.
Because like the girls playing was like her riding her bike, but I took it as playing music. So mine is Drunk Dial by Noah Kahan and Post Malone, Folk Malone, if you will.
Oh.
It literally came out today and I'm obsessed with it. So go listen. Abby?
Okay, I was just copying you, so I did a song as well, but next week, maybe I will.
Like, it could be a podcast, like, I don't know, like, literally anything that you're doing, essentially. Okay,
well, can I say two then?
Sure.
I, on repeat, I know it's not a new song, but Georgia Peach by Quinn 92
mm-hmm.
is on repeat because it makes me and Quincy smile when I sing it to her, she giggles, so that. But my favorite podcast to listen to besides my own is the Heather McMahon podcast, the Absolutely Not podcast, and she just recently started like filming herself and putting it on YouTube. So now I love to listen to it while watching it, you know. So there's mine. Jen, do you have a playing pickleball these days? Doing anything?
You know, I am so probably not.
You're not pickleballing it?
Maybe sometime I will, when I get my coordination skills under wraps.
Jen, we didn't even acknowledge that it was your birthday last week.
Well, it has come and gone.
But not for our listeners, it hasn't.
Oh gosh, my phone almost started playing Hot Dog.
Wow.
Hot Diggity Dog.
Wow.
From Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Okay. One of my nanny kids loves to say Hot Dog, Hot Dog, Hot Diggly Dog. Not diggity, diggly.
Diggly.
It's the cutest thing.
So you're not playing anything?
I am not. I did. Abby had the Heather McMahon podcast on TV, and she had to run home, and she left it on. And
I was Mom sat down and watched.
So. She's funny.
I do like her. Sometimes she gets a little much. Like, she'll say the same thing over and over, and it gets to be a little repetitive.
Tea.
Hmm.
Okay.
Hot take.
Obsession. I am obsessing over 6-inch biker shorts lately. My favorite is the Lululemon Align ones. I have 5-inch bike shorts. I have 6-inch, and I have 7 and 8-inch also. And 6-inch is my perfect. What does that look for?
No ride up.
It's like, is your credit card screaming for help?
I'm not saying I ordered all of it at once.
Okay.
Let's not talk about purchases.
What do you mean?
You don't even have a job.
Mom, you're hazing me.
Anyways.
I do have a job. I take care of a child, a human being.
I take care of two. Do you want to fight? I just love 6-inch. I feel like it's the perfect inch for me and my bod. Go.
Mom, do you have an obsession?
Oh, I really didn't think about that.
Okay.
But
do you want me to go with mine and can...
I'm enjoying my Skims pajamas.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Okay. You got new ones?
Yeah. So we were in Target about 3 weeks ago, and I've wanted the boxer short.
The, like, loose boxer short.
And Maddie's like, they're back in stock. You better order them now or we're not going to get them. Okay. So,
what color did you get?
Kind of like an almond. Yeah.
Okay. That's cute.
Yeah.
boyfriend collection for those who.
So big T boxer shorts.
I bought the extra large T and then the large shorts just because I like to
We're not really wanting a tight.
No.
A tight PJ. Okay, my latest obsession has been buying books where I know they're popular and the covers, like, the original covers are starting to go because they're, like, replacing the covers with new ones because I want to resell the books. I am also, on the market for looking for, like, old covers that are not in print anymore and buying them up for cheaper and then, like, flipping to make money. So,
love it.
Let me know how that goes.
Well,
have you listed?
I haven't listed yet, no, because some of them are not worth as much because there are a few on the market right now, so I'm waiting for the supply to go down so the demand will go up into my pockets, you know.
There you go.
Yep, so that's my current obsession is finding good deals.
Okay, recommending. So I am recommending the Benefit 24-Hour Brow Lamination Brow Gel. You would not believe the amount of people that have been commenting on my eyebrows lately, telling me I have the best eyebrows.
Even men.
Yeah.
Well, you have the best eyebrows because I'm the one that waxes them.
Okay, make this about you.
Shapes them, so.
They're actually quite long right now, and they're looking a little bushy. But maybe that's adding to the effect. But there was a guy said something to me at the music festival this weekend. He said, "Wow, you have really nice eyebrows." And
was that a pickup line?
Don't think so.
Okay.
It could have been because everybody hits on me. I'm just kidding.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Totally kidding, you guys. But can you not make that face? It's not attractive.
Faces are better than words.
Mom, that's not a saying.
Sticks and stones may break my bones.
Okay, what I'm recommending is one of my purchases from Amazon Prime Days. And it is a stand for my Kindle that clips to my nightstand and holds my Kindle in front of my face. And then I also purchased a remote to click the next page so I don't have to touch my Kindle when I'm reading it.
Have you gotten that?
No, it's still coming, but I do recommend the stand. I do have to have Cody move it for me because the metal, like, wire, it's like a bendable neck situation. It's so difficult to bend, so I think it'll last forever.
That's good. Mom, what are you recommending these days?
Any fun drinks you're drinking? Any...
I do.
Abby, really have we even talked about
it? I don't even know if we talked about it. And Cody brought it up and I said, I think I mentioned it, but I'm not sure. So, Jen, here's your time to shine.
What are they called?
The Alani New Cherry Slush.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, are we sponsored?
Maybe. It would we should be nice if we got some free ones.
Honestly, they're so expensive.
Yeah, the Cherry Crush.
What Cherry is it? Slush.
Oh, Slush. Well, maybe they should have called it Crush.
Okay. You should write them.
I do like the peach one, too.
It's really nothing good. Compares to the cherry slush.
I did buy a mimosa one. Haven't tried it yet.
So. Well, why are you wasting my cherry slushes, then?
Yours? I'm not quite sure you purchased them. I believe I did.
Must be nice to live with your mom.
She got me there.
Yeah.
So I did try the blue slush, too.
Is that good?
It was good. Cody thought it tasted like cotton candy. I didn't really think that, but it's not as good as the cherry slush.
Okay, well, we'll have to try. Wasn't there, I think there were like six different flavors, weren't there?
Yeah, and bunch. I got, yeah, there are tons, but I got another one too. Not the peach one, a different one. I can't remember.
Dreamsicle?
Dreamsicle, yeah, I haven't tried it. No, Dream Float, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah.
But, so good. They're like 200... milligrams of caffeine.
Yep.
Which is like kind of a lot.
It is a lot.
So how many cups of coffee is that?
Like two.
Probably like two and a half.
Two and a half. Yeah. I think like a standard cup of coffee is like 86 milligrams of caffeine or something.
So don't have it right before you go to bed.
Probably not.
Oh, I did the other night because I like needed
a little something.
Yeah. Sometimes it, yeah. I don't know.
Okay. And then the last one, tea, treating yourself. I have been treating myself to Jimmy John's anytime I crave it. which is approximately 3 times a week. No, more every like day. Two times a week. Whenever I don't feel like packing a lunch, it's always Jimmy John's. But you know what? I'm being selfless in this act because my nanny child loves to share my Jimmy John's with me.
Yeah.
It's the best part of his day. And he only likes the bread, so I have to scrape everything off of it.
Really? That's yeah. So funny.
Yeah, I think he likes, like, the mayo and stuff.
Oh, like, yeah, soaked in the bread? Yeah. Same.
Yeah. But it's fine by me, because he enjoys it. Makes him happy.
All right. Jenben, do you have a treat in yourself?
You go first.
Okay. Me and Cody treated ourselves to a new couch. It's the first, like, piece of furniture we've ever bought.
That's not a hand-me-down.
Yeah. It's a really nice couch. It's, like, massive. We had to swap our living room and dining room to make it fit.
And we, as in you and me.
Well, yeah, you...
all the furniture.
Jen, can I tell you, I texted you and told you that I was, like, thinking about moving some things around, and you literally...
got your shoes on and came over.
Like, I don't even think this text sent before you were already waiting by the door for me to pick you up.
And why do you have to pick me up? Because I'm the one that selflessly gives my daughter my vehicle so she can go visit her friends every weekend while I sit at home, carless. I have to put my running shoes on to get into town.
Mom, you should get on the Huffy.
I am not getting on the Huffy. I have a car. You should get on the Huffy.
Yeah, you said you were going to be a bike girl.
I can't bike 400 miles.
Well, tough shit then. You're not going.
My Uber's been picking me up from work every day.
I bet.
Yeah. I open my door and I go, for Madeline? And I get in and she goes,
I'm like, you need to get in the back seat if I'm an Uber.
She goes, don't Uber people usually sit in the back? And I was like, do you want me to get back there?
Also, you should provide snacks if you're going to sit in the back. You should have bottled
would
water.
Would you eat snacks if you got in somebody's Uber?
If they
Uber?
Were prepackaged, yes.
Yeah, sometimes they have candy and I do take it.
You're going to get drugged one of these days.
Fine, if they're giving me free drugs, okay.
No, I'm saying they're going to knock you out and take your money. Drop you off somewhere.
Well, they're gonna be sad to find out I don't have a job.
Well, they don't know.
If they can lift my fat ass drunk out of their car.
Okay, so yesterday my nanny family was nice enough to let me take their car with the kids, whatever. And so I like grabbed my wallet and everything, so I had my ID. And Calvin really wanted to hold my card holder. And of course, he wanted to play with one of my cards, and he picked the card that has the most, like, all of my money on it. And I was like, of course, that's the one that you want to play with. I was like, you cannot lose that. But he was, like, adamant. Like, he was on the verge of tears if I wasn't going to let him hold it. So I took it out and let him hold it, or held it. But I was like, do not lose that. Anyways, that was fun.
He needs some play credit cards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was my tie-dye one. He really liked it.
Oh. No kidding. Yeah. That one appeals to children. Mm-hmm.
Lila wanted my Target Red card, so.
Of course.
A girl after my own heart.
She knows.
Yeah.
So.
That was a fun little segment.
Yeah. I think that'll be a fun little bi-weekly report that we can give.
Jen, did you say treating?
No,
I didn't.
She was trying to get off.
I was trying to think. I think I'm going to treat myself. For my birthday, I did get a pedicure gift card.
Ooh, yeah.
So that was
really
very nice.
It's not treating yourself if you didn't pay for it.
It is. Yeah, it was like... a gift, and the ladies at work got it for me. It was so sweet.
Yeah, that is nice.
So I'm going to
get those crusty, dusty things touched.
She's going to have her work cut out for her.
You need to almost like try and get it off yourself before you go.
You almost need to give her a warning. Like,
yeah, I'll just say, Lisa, heads up, girl.
You might need to maybe wear socks with some heavy lotion the night before you go.
Hell no.
A&D.
Put some Aquaphor on there.
And I'm going to treat myself to a facial hopefully pretty soon. I just need to be able to get in her schedule.
I'm going next week, so.
What?
Yeah. And okay. I have one booked in August, too, because I'm...
Well, every time her books open, I'm at work and I can't get my...
Yeah, she had an opening for tomorrow.
I'm working tomorrow. Mm.
It's a bummer.
And, yeah, whatever. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Well.
Any final parting thoughts, my ladies?
No. I'm drawing a blank.
I'm sure you guys had a really fun time having me on today.
I loved it.
I'm sure we gave people quite the laugh because we are, us three, we are unstoppable.
Hmm.
Sensational.
Okay.
Okay.
Rock stars.
Don't touch my feet with your feet, please.
You know, Coco's trying to get in on the action. Anyways, yeah. With that, we will see you next chapter.
Bye, guys.
Bye.